New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Oco, one of my favorite restaurants, has two locations, one in Westport and one in Rye. You can visit them online at okokitchen.com.
Hello.
Chef Brian, how are you?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Good. It's Anna and Raven at Star 99.9.
Good morning, Chef.
Good morning. How's everybody?
We're doing great. Everything good with you?
Everything's great. Thank you.
Getting to do some homeschooling with the kids right now.
No, homeschooling is definitely a big thing, and I'm sure it's going to be quite a variance from making the delicious food that you make for me at Oco.
Well, we do our best. We do some cooking here, so we keep our chops alive.
Do you cook with the kids? Like, do they know how to make the crispies or those shoshito peppers that I love?
I wouldn't go that far. I'd say, like, right now we're doing lots of, you know, the Rice Krispie treats and all those, you know, kind of sweets and stuff like that. They love sushi, though, believe it or not.
Do
one
they?
Of them, Jude. Yeah, believe it or not. They're six, and they 6-year-old twin boys, and one really likes sushi. So.
Do you think that comes from, you know, when you're a 6-year-old boy, you just put it in front of them, and they're like, I'll do it, especially if the other one won't do it. That's what I'll do.
Absolutely.
I mean, first time I tried sushi, yeah. That's how it was with me and my friends. We were teenagers.
Right, exactly. I was about 20 by the time I had sushi. These kids are well ahead of it.
Oco is basically is taking a time out right now, including a takeout, right?
Yeah, so we've basically taken the cottage and my other Oco and put those in a, you know, kind of sleep mode until the storm passes. And Oco Westport, we've consolidated efforts, and we have about 10 employees full time taking care of Oco To Go, which has been incredibly well supported by our guests and well ahead of anything I expected. It's been really, really quite an amazing thing.
So you may be surprised by that, but I'm not. If you're not familiar with Oco in Westport, which is close by to where I live, their food is just amazing. And I'm just wondering, what do I have to do to be able to get a reservation quickly? This is probably the best way for me because now I could just get my food to go really fast instead of like.
Well, you should probably put in for June right now. Right, that's what you should do.
It's funny. Thank you for saying that. We work really hard at it, and I have an amazing team to work with. And you know, that, like I said, the to go has been even overwhelming sometimes. And we've been in the sense of how many people have shown up and just really wanting to keep us cooking. And we've been able to do some really great things with being there. We can feed our staff and all of our unemployed staff. That's just been really an awesome blessing to be able to do. So it's kind of nice.
I remember the first time I walked into Oco. I looked at the menu and I was very confused because I was like, I didn't know how to order. And your wait staff there is so great. They explain everything to you. They suggest what you should try. And like, you have such a good staff over there too.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's been the unintended, but really, really great outcome of the menu and the format there is that people just order a little bit and then they keep going and there's no set format. It's just, you know, kind of go until you tap out, until you say uncle. And people like love to order lots of sushi, different small bites and appetizers. It's a really fun and even healthy way to eat too.
All good stuff. We wish you the best, Chef Brian Lewis. And if you want to go check out Oco for yourself, you can head to Oco To Go curbside pickup Tuesday through Sunday from 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. in Westport. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you so much. Stay healthy.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.